basically the topic that we're in a ratio test is what we call benching gomel. So the Machaber said that there's four categories of people who are obligated to bench gomel. Okay, last time we talked about amazing miracles, and now we're talking about as we saw in the Aruch HaShulchan, everything that happens to us constantly is a miracle. We have tefillah for that, regular davening. But then we have stuff in between, and those are the four categories that we talked about. And the Machaber said the acronym is Chaim, which is Chavush, someone who's put into jail. Yisurim, someone who became very ill, had travail. Yud is for Yam, someone who transfers to a sea. And Mem, the last Mem is Midbar, someone who transfers to a desert. So we talked about that yesterday, about what does that mean? A person went through the Yam, they were traveling, or they went by a desert, they made a stop somewhere just for a short time, so they bench Gomel there, or they're going on. So the Mishnah Berurah said, no, if you're stopped for a day or two, or we saw in the Shaar Tzion even more than that, you don't bench Gomel there, as we call it, keep on going. Someone ill, it's not until they're feeling better. Once they're feeling better, they don't feel weakness, so then they bench Gomel. So now, there's a very interesting Ber Halacha. The very first Ber Halacha on page 269, not the first Ber Halacha on 269, but it's the second one, but the first one in Reisha Test, that discusses as follows, a very interesting question by the Chofetz Chaim. And that is, so we say if you went transverse an ocean, so you have to bench Gomel. Why? Because you were in danger. So we can imagine in those days, and we discussed that before, but the Chofetz Chaim says, how about if there was no danger? It went fine. The trip went fine. You didn't go on that cruise ship to Italy. You went. Everything went okay. So then what? So you still have to bench Gomel. So the Chofetz Chaim says yes, you do. You bench Gomel anyways, and you bench Gomel anyways, even though no sakana happened to you. Nothing happened. There was no bad storm or anything like that. Still, afilu haki tikni rabbanan levarech. So that was a takana. Chazal said this is an inherent problem, a danger, and therefore, whether there was a storm or there wasn't a storm, it doesn't make a difference. You have to, what we call bench gomel. We'll see what that means, I don't know, today. Again, so no matter what, you still have to bench gomel. That's the way Chachamim made it. Since it's old, since it's apt that something like that would happen, so therefore you have to bench Gomel. I happen to see my son-in-law and daughter brought me this newfangled Mishnah Berurah. It's called the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. And basically it's a Mishnah Berurah, but they bring down, so you don't have to go hunting around for things, so they bring down some modern-day poskim, what they hold about certain more modern cases. So they bring down two questions. One is answered by Rav Vosner, that is, okay, so if you go in an ocean, you transverse an ocean. So we don't have it so much here, but anybody who lived in New York, they have the Holland Tunnel and the Lincoln Tunnel, takes over to Jersey. So let's say you take the Holland Tunnel or the Lincoln Tunnel. So you're transversing an ocean. So would you... it's the Hudson River, right? The East River, the Hudson River. So yeah, I ever say this. I don't know. I sometimes went over, not the tunnel, but like you go over the Verrazano River, bridge or something. That's kind of scary. That's far down and that's, a nice body of water over there. So,
same thing with BART in San Francisco goes underneath.
BART, right, okay, so the same thing. So that's Shiloh. Shiloh, you're transversing a sea. Would you have to bench Gomel? So they bring down the Rav Vosner had this Shiloh, and he says, no, you don't have to bench Gomel because you're traveling on land. I assume the same thing would apply if you took the Verrazano Bridge, even though you're not actually traveling on land, you're transversing the sea, but we don't have bridges. Well, Terminal Island, something like that, but whatever. Now, so that's a no on that. How about this? Again, you have to be in New York at a percent. How about if you took a ferry? Right, the Staten Island Ferry. You go on the ferry, you go over, go to Staten Island. So, right? See, Angelina doesn't understand this, but you think that New York is one big place. It's not. Like, Manhattan is an island, and Queens and Brooklyn is on the tip of, right? Do you know this? You would live there for 10 years. Probably don't know. Right? On the tip of Long Island, even though they don't call it Long Island. Long Island's like just further out. But it's one, Staten Island. The only thing that's on the mainland is the Bronx. Maybe that's why they call it the Bronx. I don't know. Leave that aside. But so let's say you took a ferry. And you come to the other side, you come to Staten Island, whatever. So then how about that? They're also transversing. And we just said, right, this is all predicated on the Bir HaLocha we just talked about. The Bir HaLocha said even if everything was tranquil. You know, everything was tranquil. So, you know, so you went on the Staten Island ferry, came back, or even, you know, went one way, whatever. So do you have to bench Gomel? So he says, no, you don't have to bench Gomel, because that's considered like part of the roads there. But interesting enough, this is from the Minchas Yitzchak. Minchas Yitzchak was Dayan Weiss. It was Nifter a few years ago. Very big posek. But he has an interesting idea. He said, and we'll get into this a little later. He says that what the person should do is, they did go over a sea. So he says that what you should do is try to get an aliyah. When you say, Baruch Hu Hashem Avorach, that's the whole idea of Gomel. We'll get into that tomorrow, I guess, or something. The whole idea of Gomel is thanking Hashem, you know, really, I was in a dangerous situation, and you got me out of it. So you're thanking Hashem. So that's what Baruch Hu is. You're telling people, you know, but the whole thing of Gomel is, we'll see later, you bench Gomel in front of a group of people, so it's like thanking Hashem in public. So like you brought a Korban Todah, we saw that before, also to publicize what Hashem did for you. So same thing here. He says, what you could do is get an aliyah and say Baruch Hu, a regular part of the aliyah, right? But 10 people answer, obviously, because you got a minion, right? Or hopefully you have a minion. Also, you shouldn't be laning. And then you should have a mind to thank Hashem for getting you over the sea, which is the ferry. So this is, as we'll go through it, we'll see. This is one, we'll see another one. Another, one way of how some poskim say you could get around if you have a question, whether you should bench Gomel or not. This is a way of benching Gomel without benching Gomel. In other words, you're thanking Hashem through the Baruch Hu, but it's not through the actual structure or form of, as we'll see, of benching Gomel. Okay? Yeah?
So the ferry lines are like going on the road, so then how far does one have to go?
The ferries don't go on the road. But
I'm saying they can't go on the road.
Right. So he says, so
if we go to Catalina, that's a lot farther.
Right. That probably according to everyone, you'd have to. That's not a ferry, yeah. That's like, that's why I've never done it. What? Yeah, I don't want to go there. Okay.